Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tons on the table here. People send us feedback and all kinds of stuff, phone calls as well. By the way, Gator, tomorrow at 12:30, they are announcing the 8 names and showing the logos for the new XFL. That'll be tomorrow at 12:30.
All right.
Yep.
Got that to look forward to. The logos are always going to be great.
I'm for some reason excited by this. Yeah. No idea why. Why does this interest me? Champ and Chump are posting on our website. Go to carsonanderson.com to see who you people selected the Champ and Chump on a weekend. Let's get back to your phone calls. We go to Steve on a cell. Hi, Steve.
Gentlemen, how are we?
What's up?
All right.
So you guys asked the question, Cleveland, Chicago, who would you rather have, you know, not win it?
Yep.
Made me think. So everyone's behind Cleveland right now. They have a cool quarterback. They have OBJ. But they were like the trash forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could you ever see Detroit being that team where, like, the nation gets behind? So, like, the Astros sucked forever, but they got hit by the Hurricane, so it was really easy to jump on them when they turned good. Like, is it possible for anyone to like Detroit? Because I feel like we're the butt of every joke and every TV show, like, for being a lousy city. Like, could you see us being that team that everyone's like, you know what, go for it?
I think so. Well, I mean, look at the turnaround that the city has made. I think they still have a long ways to go, but I think that's a nice story. And people have talked about that on a national scale, how things have changed. But they've got to keep going in that direction. I don't think it's impossible to get on board with it.
I don't know, man. Every single time people are like, where are you from? And I say Detroit. Like, they laugh in my face and say, oh, are you a Lions fan? Like, I don't know. I'm so bitter and jealous about Cleveland. To answer your question, if they win, I'm going to be so upset, because there's something nice in knowing that you're definitively not the worst team that's ever been. So, I don't know.
To answer your question, will the country ever get behind Detroit? No.
Thank you. That's what I thought.
The only thing I could see where there was just a tiny little bit of that happening is when we had Barry Sanders. I don't think they got behind Calvin Johnson. I think the rest of the country thought Barry Sanders was cool. And perhaps if we, but Barry Sanders is once in a lifetime. I don't think it's coming along again.
Yeah, but here's why the country can get behind Detroit. We love an underdog story, right?
Yeah.
The Lions are like the king of the underdog story.
Maybe. This is one of those things that's just hard to envision. It's just very, very hard to envision.
Well, we've got some very thick skin here, all right?
Yeah, we do.
We're a prove-it type of city at this point, prove-it type of fan base, because we've been through everything. We know, okay?
Mm-hmm.
No one's getting – I don't think – Lions, we don't get too crazy about what the predictions are going to be for this team. When we do that in a couple weeks, I'm looking forward to seeing what the actual numbers are from the people.
Yep.
Because I think it's going to be right around 6 or 7 wins from the people.
It usually is. Let's go to Jim on a cell. Who's next? Hi, Jim.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
Hey, I deliver auto parts, and I run up and down Van Dyke all day long. And there's a Popeyes at 14 and 15 on Van Dyke, and I've never seen any kind of a lineup there to get in. But with you guys talking about it, right now they're lined up from the drive-in window around the back of the building and down the side of the building. And the last car is right at Van Dyke, so they owe you a free lunch, man. You got them a ton of business today.
I don't think it's us. I think they did a good job.
You know what I think did
it
for them? I think the social media campaign going at Chick-fil-A was a brilliant move by Popeyes.
Oh yeah, it's looking like it.
Yep.
So I thought you'd like to know.
We appreciate it. Yeah, thank you, Jim, for telling us.
We're getting a lot of text on their local Popeyes being packed right now. I mean, it is lunchtime anyways,
right?
Too. So, and the fact that you're right, Doug, it's kind of gone viral with their feud with Chick-fil-A and then Wendy's getting involved, that I think people want to try this new Popeyes chicken sandwich. And I don't blame them. Looks delicious.
You've called it the best chicken sandwich you've ever had. and you haven't had it yet.
That he's never had.
Yep.
Quote me on that.
I'm sorry. Did you have something you wanted to add on? Could the country get behind the Lions?
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, honestly, it's so underplayed at how bad this organization and franchise has been nationally, I think, that if the Lions made some kind of run, like the NFC Championship game or something, and Schefter or the NFL Network did a story on it and showed like the one playoff win in how many years, I think the country would be like, you know what? Let's get behind these lovable losers. I know you hate that that phrase, Gator, because the Cubs have adopted it, but the Lions are they're just harmless. They've never threatened anyone in the league, and if the country just saw how bad this organization has been, how bad the fan base has had it, Barry Sanders highlights, Calvin getting screwed in the process, I think they'd understand, you know what? Let's get behind the Lions. And I think it would happen.
You know what's funny about this is I think there's some truth in what you're saying, because here's what would happen. The national media would start reporting things that we've known for years.
Right.
Right? They'd be, I don't know if you know this, but it's been 60-something years since the Lions won it. Yeah, we know. Do you know that the Lions have won one playoff game since 19? And we'd be like, yeah, we know.
Right, they're interviewing Clayton Kershaw.
We're like, yes, we know all this.
Got it, thanks.
The franchise best player ever, retired the day before training camp, and the fan base still loves him. That's right. How bad it's been. They got to hold on to anything.
Bill Belichick began his coaching career with,
Don
thanks.
Shula, right? All this stuff that we know. And they'd start reporting on it like it was all fresh information, because there's some truth in what you're saying.
This team went 4-0 in the preseason and then went, shut up!
We're so bad, we're not even on the radar historically. Like, a total non-factor.
Right. Chris Mortensen starts reciting all these stats on the streets of Detroit talking about this team, and somebody just clotheslines, I know! We know! Good God, we know this! Shut up!
Where have you been?
Good God!
They tried to blow up the Pontiac Silverdome and couldn't do it correctly.
They tried to get Dean Blandino's take, and he's unavailable for comment. Why is that, Dino? Former head of officiating. How's that booty lounge with Jerry Jones? Is that good for you?
It's like news to the rest of the country.
Right. Of course,
You know what? I never really paid attention to Detroit, but you're right. They've been bad. We know!
You know, it's odd. The best two players they've had in the last 30 years, they both retired before their time. Huh.
You know, the no Lions coach that was ever fired was ever a head coach anywhere. We know!
Shut up!
They had an offensive coordinator named Jim Bob Cooter. We know!
Speaking of Wendy's, they had a guy go through the drive-thru without...
Yes, we're away!
Yes!
Where have you people been?
Remember when Matt Millen... Would you shut your mouth?
Remember when they extended Matt Millen?
Was anybody paying attention then? Yes! We were!
You know what would be funny? They do that like on the NFL Network... And there's like a round table. They get their panel of like five guys. They're all talking about it. And Mariucci's just there bobbing his head going, yeah. Yeah, I know. I know. You know, and Mooch, I don't know. Did you know that no other coach? Shut up! Yes, I know! No other coach has gone on to become a head coach. I know this! Ended my career. I started working for you guys. Because you got fired in Detroit. Ruined my reputation.
They'll start listing off the history of Detroit Lions second-round picks. Listen to these second-round picks, guys. Jordan Dyson, Tease Tabor. We know!
Eric Ebron's interviewed. Who's the guy in New England, the defensive end, the outside linebacker?
Van Noy.
Kyle Van Noy is being interviewed. Yeah, thanks. All these guys, right? And then you got the commentators used to play for Detroit that are also getting pissed. Like Nate Burleson starts going, yeah. And then somebody brings up, did you break your arm with getting pizza or something? Shut up!
It'll all get revisited if we're good. And it'll be news to everyone else.
Right.
Could the country get behind the Lions? I changed my mind. Yes, the country could get behind the Lions. Because when it all gets recited to the nation, everybody be like, Those poor people. 248-539-9797. Damon in Detroit. Hi, Damon.
What's going on?
Hey, Damon.
Man, I just got out of line from Popeye's because they're sold out of the chicken sandwiches.
Really? Sold out?
Sold out.
Wow.
Man, these things are taking off.
Absolutely.
Best sandwich I've never had, guys.
I can't, but just stop with it. You've never had
it. I think it's the best sandwich any of us have never had.
Crazy.
Yeah.
What your level of disappointment is what?
It's about a 9.
Wow.
What's your backup plan?
And a backup plan. I'm gonna wait a couple of days and let this die down.
Yeah, but you have to have lunch.
You gotta have lunch today, though, Damon.
I'm headed home. Nah, I was already out and about listening to y'all.
Oh no.
And I pulled up the one that was close to me. Pulled up. There was one person in the drive-thru.
What do you got at home? You got leftovers? You're going to have to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? What do you got?
I got plenty. I was curious about this, so I was like, make this run.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Damon. Sorry to do that to you.
Sold out before 1 o'clock.
When you get one, though, check back and let us know how it is, okay?
For sure.
All right.
See you. For sure.
Nothing can replace that craving, man. You can't. But I mean, he's going to eat just to eat, but he's not going to. He's still going to want that sandwich.
Just turn around and go home? You give up?
Like, yeah. That's how disappointed he was. I mean,
that's devastating, right?
He's like, can I get you something else? Nah, man, I'm good. I'm going home.
I feel like he doesn't even want to go on. Like, is it even worth it?
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.